Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Curious Conversations with Ms. Handy. I'm so pleased to begin a new pattern of inquiry that involves an up-close and personal conversation with special guests around the globe who actively use human systems dynamics to transform the patterns in their world. That new pattern of inquiry begins with our special guest right now. I'm so excited to introduce you to Royce Holiday, Director of Services for Human Systems Dynamics. Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Royce.
Thanks, Tamla. I'm so excited to be here to talk to you today.
Well, I'm glad that you decided to go down this journey with me on this new pattern of curious conversations. The first thing that I'm really curious about is you've had an opportunity to get up close and personal with HSD, probably in a way that none of us have or ever will. So I'm curious not only what attracted you to it, but what has kept you here?
Those are great questions. Being Glenda's sister, and as she was developing and finding out about using complexity in her work and then developing the theory, I was at that time a school district administrator, first in Raleigh, North Carolina, and then in Everett, Washington. And she'd call and tell me new things about what she was learning. And I'd say, gosh, I wish I had known that 3 days ago, you know, because we're dealing with this thing, and having that perspective would have really helped me. And so that continued throughout the time that she was learning about complexity. Then as she played with and discovered and named the containers, differences, exchanges, the conditions that shape patterns. And so being able in those early years to not just learn from her, but to give her feedback about her how her things were working and really engage in ongoing conversations about this developing field of study was a gift. It was such a gift. And I have to confess that even when we launched 20 years ago in 2003, I still was such a newbie. You know, I was such a novice at it that, you know, through the years she would say something, I'd say, now tell me about that again, or tell me that again. And so being able to have her just in day-to-day conversations to talk to about it is an opportunity that I wish others could have, because she's so bright and so has such a grasp of what it really is to be adaptive and adaptable and to have that capacity in your life. And then the knowledge about the tools. And the other thing is taking advantage of opportunities to help create new models and methods. So when Mary Nations came through the certification process, she was doing diversity work and realized what impact this work could have on diversity and inquiry and equity work. And so we created the generative engagement model, talking about if you want generative patterns of engagement, like authenticity and reciprocity and justice, then here are ways you can set conditions for those patterns to emerge. Doing that model and method was an experience. And I really encourage other folks who have gone through the training, who know about HSD, to say, how does what I know create set conditions for this, for a shift? And how can I create a model that represents that in my challenge and use it as a tool and share it as a tool for others? Because we all have that experience. So I think that's what has been most productive for me, because when you do that, you learn more, right? You come to understand something at a different, deeper level.
Well, you talked about something that I want to explore just a little bit. You said that having Glenda there as a resource is really sort of a gift, because you can go to her at any moment. And so I'm really curious about how this close relationship and proximity to HSD has impacted your relationship as sisters.
Oh my gosh. You can make me cry because it has, we have a very deep relationship and it exists on different levels. So, for instance, one day we were sitting in the living room and our oldest sister was here visiting. And Glenda said something that I disagreed with, or I said something she disagreed with. And so we sort of ignored Leslie for the minute. And she and I, Glenda and I, had this conversation to talk about how we disagreed, to talk about why we disagreed, and to come to an agreement about it wasn't, you know, it's not who's right or wrong, but an understanding of each other's work, each other's ideas, each other's perspective about something. And so we kind of came to the end, got closure on that. And our sister said, how did you learn to do that? What did you just do? Because as we were growing up, we all had such different perspectives, different interests, different activities. And we never really learned to talk to each other that way. And so I can talk to Glenda about being an ENFP, and she can talk to me about being an ESTJ, and we understand, right, in a really deep and empathetic, compassionate way, that we're different and it's okay. And now, by the way, both of our other sisters have gone through, so all four of us have gone through, and it really has changed how we interact, how we respect each other, how we engage, even over things that we disagree about or that we don't see in the same way.
Well, I'm hoping that everyone listening will hear that even though you might think of HSD as something that you'll use in this one situation, it can impact families, relationships, any relationship. It doesn't matter whether it's work, family, neighbors. Think of it as being boundless.
Absolutely. I use it when I'm talking to my kids, and my kids use it when they're talking to me. And I've even engaged my granddaughter, who is 15 now. There are times when she says, I know what you're going to say, Grams, because she knows I'm going to say, you know, is that a story you're telling yourself? Or I'm going to say, what's your perspective on this? Or so it's everywhere for me. In right. fact, I'm like a fish in water. I don't even know when I'm using it anymore.
Right. That's the beauty of it. And I also want to ask you, Royce, what else have you learned, even not just with HSD, but as a result of using it? And are there any other ways that you haven't expressed here of how you use HSD on a daily basis?
I think the practices of inquiry have really helped me. So here's an example. I do not like going to the car dealership. I do not like taking my car in to have it fixed. I don't like talking about money around cars. Right. And it's because I feel inadequate in those areas, and I don't like to feel vulnerable or inadequate. And so my response used to be anger, or I'd become intractable, or just really pushing back and being very, you know, putting on my strong woman hat. And I, standing in inquiry, I was able to do some reflection about that when I would catch myself doing that, or I'd be telling stories and think that's really not as funny as it should be or used to be to me about how I had been intractable. So having those four practices to say, all right, what is it about me that, why do I get defensive? Why do I respond that way? What are my assumptions about car dealers and about people who want to talk to me about finances and all that? And if I'm disagreeing, how do I help them stand with me in an exploration about why this car is right for me or it's not, or all of that. So I think probably when we framed those four practices, those are the things from HSD that I have learned the most about myself and about other people.
Now, how difficult was it for you, or easy, to start to formulate those questions and to begin to form a pattern of thinking that way, where you kind of, like you said, sometimes you do it without even knowing that you're doing it?
It must be pretty hard because I keep bumping into them, right? But what makes it easier is I've made a commitment to do it and remind myself. But having people around me, whether it's being here with Glenda or when I'm on HSD calls with you, for instance, or others, and I start ranting about something, someone almost always says, "Now, Royce, what's the question you're getting at?" Which is a really good way to pull somebody back into inquiry, right? So I hear all of this. What questions do you have? Right. Or, you know, it sounds like you're sort of judging this. How do you turn that into curiosity? Or what button did that push? Right. So I have people in my life who will engage with me that way. Even people who don't know about HSD, you can talk about these four practices of inquiry and ask them to work with you. My son-in-law has absolutely no knowledge about HSD, but we've talked about inquiry. And so when we're having a discussion or disagreeing or even agreeing about something, he can come there with me, and he can push me to listen more carefully or to get myself out of the way. So I think it's an amazing way to engage with people, whether they know about HSD or not.
Exactly. And I feel the same way, and it helps you to deepen and form new connections off of something that it's theory, but it's something that we can all use and understand based upon how simple it is constructed. But as we all know, it's not always easy to actually practice.
That's right. Simple does not mean easy.
Also curious, what advice would you like to give to the rest of the HSD community and the rest of the world?
I think two or three things. One is find a community you can talk to about this. You know, whether it's, as I said, the inquiry practices, reach out to other people. If you want to talk about more the theory than the practice, reach out to other HSDers and begin to think, why is it that the conditions work? What is it that works? What does it mean to say we're in emergent change? And have those conversations, because the more you talk about it, the deeper you can go into the theory itself. And having conversations about the practice, whether you're at work or with family or whatever, the things that we've been talking about, when you use one of the tools, landscape diagram or decision map, talk about the parts of it and engage other practitioners, whether they understand HSD or not. They can understand when in the decision map, for instance, it's about world. We make decisions based on our worldview and talking about worldview and the rules that are important to us and the reality that we face. And people don't have to have HSD to understand that. And so you can have conversations, and I encourage people to be explicit about what they're thinking and how they're looking at the world, so that the person next to them, two things, can reflect that back to you, and that helps them use it for themselves. And it's a way of getting HSD to ooze out into the world. And I don't do that just because, I don't say that just because it's HSD and I love HSD, but it's HSD and it's a valuable tool. And I believe that it can help people deal with intractable things, whether they've ever been to a formal class or not.
Well, I'm so delighted, Royce, that you've joined us on the podcast. And just this conversation alone has helped me to get to know you better and you're oozing more of yourself and more of HSD out into the world, as you said it. And I love the way you phrased it. And I want to let our listeners know that you can learn more about Royce by checking out our show notes. Thank you so much for being here, Royce. And I hope that you'll come back again and share more of your insights with us.
I hope so too. And thank you, Tamla, for the oozing that you're doing every time you do one of these podcasts. And the more people that listen, the better it is. So thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, mine too.
I'm so grateful that you've joined us for our new pattern of curious conversations with Miss Handy. Be sure to tune in next time when we'll talk to another one of our special guests from around the globe about their unique HSD, what, so what, and now what experience. Until then, continue using adaptive action to discover all of the patterns and possibilities that exist in your world.